Hi, and welcome to Jesus Over Everything, a five-day-a-week variety show that mixes encouragement, the Bible, practical how-tos, and fantastic guests for the listener on the go. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I welcome you to just 5 minutes with me, which I trust and pray will be 5 minutes well spent. Hi, and happy Monday, friends. Let me ask you this. Do you ever get the feeling that just because you don't currently have something, God can't do something? As if our lack of resource is tied to His lack of ability to provide? Some people call this a poverty mentality, which feels a little insensitive to me since there is true poverty in this world. Some people call it a scarcity mentality or the idea of feeling like there's not enough. I want to talk about a perspective shift for us if we are in this place today, right after this. I want to say right off that we who don't live in actual poverty, I don't know if that's you listening, but I do know that is me. We can't speak into what true poverty feels or really looks like. U.S. News and World Report said that in 2017, 39.7 million people were poor, 1 in 8 Americans. Now, you know I'm not a big statistics person, but that's a lot of folks, even if that's somewhat close. So I want to just start off by acknowledging there is true hunger and need in America and even greater needs in this world. It's vast. And Jesus, help us truly. We need to be a part of that solution, whatever that looks like in our world. But it's ironic because a lot of us who do have enough walk around with the mentality, I think, that we don't. Partly, I think, because this world trains us to never be satisfied and always feel like we're missing out on the more others have. And partly because I think our faith is heavily swayed by tangibles rather than promises of God. Not long ago, my friend Lauren, who came to Ministry Strong, posted a story on her Instagram about how this mentality had begun to sort of take over her life and her ministry. She and her husband do rural pastoral ministry, and they're quite financially stretched many times and many days, and they and their kids don't live in exorbitance, and they have ministry and life needs, real, tangible ones. And she had begun to sort of operate with this mentality of God isn't, and even to a degree, though she would never say it, God maybe can't because He hasn't, right? And at Ministry Strong, she'd been challenged to see what God could do and maybe would in fact do, and to ask Him for some things in a more expectant manner. And it had strengthened her faith because she had watched Him do some tangibles from that place forward. Now, I don't believe in a name it and claim it prosperity gospel. Neither does Lauren, by the way. I'll promise you that. But I do, and she does too, believe in praying in faith because that's biblical. James 1:6 says this, "But when you ask Him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind." God wants us to trust and believe that He can. We don't know His ways. We never will. But He knows what we need. He knows what we desire. And He knows what is for our best. Just because He hasn't doesn't mean He won't. And that's what I want us to really grab onto here. I don't know where you are in your life, what your needs are, what you need God to specifically show up and do. But He does. And so much more He knows. The question is not, can He? He always can. The question is not even, will He? Because that kind of question really has no point. We don't know what God will do. The question is, will you believe and will I believe in a God that we can't see or control, but continually choose to trust? The perspective shift really has to start there. That's all for today on the Jesus Over Everything show with Lisa Whittle. He is everything, and may He be over everything we do here.
You've been listening to Jesus Over Everything with Lisa Whittle. You friends that share this show are some of my favorite people. Thank you so much for doing that. If it meant something to you, it will probably mean something to someone else. So tweet it, put it in your Instagram stories, and there's always that good old word of mouth. I'm grateful for your support, truly, and always open for your feedback.